This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each episode leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from deep inside the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. Today you'll discover the inner workings of Icy Steven in the Morning Light by Bob Cummins Jr. from his debut album, Shakewell. We're discussing how not to mix a song, the presence of Steve Reich, and the tough choices one faces when adding a key change to the end of a song. Have fun! Icy Steven in the Morning Light is an interesting one after having like learned how to play it. Do some of these sounds just come up as you're exploring?
Yeah, I mean, it came up while I was exploring for sure. This was one of the songs that I was like protective with the mixing. Skinny was like, "Do you want me to mix this?" And I was like, it was because I was embarrassed at how I mixed it. I put a limiter on everything, leveled them all the same, and I was like, "This is how it will be done." There's some dynamics to it because certain instruments cut out, but it just like it hits you in the face with a ton of textures and MIDI instruments. I was listening to Steve Reich around then as well, and it's not as good as Steve Reich, but like that music for 18 musicians, just it's. I mean, I think there are two chords in Steven in the Morning Light, but it's more about just the instruments doing their thing and the hypnotic quality of it. And Skinny laid down a beautiful bass part on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played bass in the living room of the house we were living in.
Yes.
And I did it in like two takes, and I was like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bed.
I mean, there's two chords. You laid down a pretty punk bass part. Possibly post-punk.
Ooh.
I think we're out of the punk age.
That's what I'm known for.
Yeah.
I laid down a very, very post-rock inspired bass part.
Yes. We were going for a raise your tiny fists to heaven on this one.
Called I Saw Steven in the Morning Light because of Steve Reich, like Steven Reich?
Actually, no, it is not. It's one of the only character songs on the record. I am a big Newman head, big into the character songs.
I'm more of a Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. I'm also a big, I was a big Kramer head up until around 2006. But, so it's a character song. I don't know if you listen to it. It's about a man who really doesn't fit in, and he moves to Germany, and this guy's wishing him well on his travels. But he lived a real sad life in the States, and now he's going off to be his best self. It's inspired by oh God, who's that guy that sang? Did he sing "Land of a Thousand Dances"?
Oh, Wilson Pickett.
No, it wasn't Wilson Pickett. I'm thinking of a different song. Anyway, if you look up an old soul compilation, there one of those songs will be the one I'm thinking of.
mail us your guesses.
Yeah. Yeah, email me and see if you can figure out my thoughts.
I've asked you this before, and I feel like I've gotten two different answers about the end where it modulates. The first time I asked you about it, I was like, do I need to learn that? Because like it sounds like the part moves with a modulated track behind it, or did you turn the whole thing up? Like, is everything modulated?
The modulation was one of the last things to be done to the song. And that was all in mixing. And I wanted it to sound like a tape, you know, speed change. And so when we did it in a live setting, I was like, this is not working. It sounds like a really out of place pop key change at the end, instead of just like a weird thing that happens at the end of the song, or like an artifact. That's more what it's supposed to be, instead of just like a, you know, 90s blue-eyed soul key change Michael McDonald thing, you know. Oh, I was listening to a lot of Magnetic Fields around this time.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that really comes through in this song, because they love to use just a lot of kind of ugly sounding parts that end up in this like wall of sound that sounds just a little off.
I think it's a terrific song.
It's just such a straightforward song.
Yeah.
It just is.
The record is not complete without it.
I stand by what I said. That song simply is. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Shakewell track by track. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to learn more about what's next from Big Secret Records. Thanks for listening.